Good morning and welcome to episode 3 of season 6 of the SSF Romcast. I am Jessica and I am joined by
Emma. Hello. I like that. Jessica.
Jessica.
We're
We're
back on
going
those
back to that
references again.
again.
Yep.
Not wrong with it. Oh, we're doing it all day now. We are here. You are joining us for another one of our 6 separations of the Kevin Bacon. And yeah, I can't really think what to say because there's no actual link that I can give you because they're all
This is
different.
it. It's very strange, our intro now, isn't it? I don't know.
Yes.
Are we talking about it? Are we telling what books we took? I can't remember what
I
we
can't
did
remember what we
last
did last
week.
week.
did,
No, I
did
think
we
we.
say which books and then we moved into the intro?
Yes, I believe we kind of did the books that we're doing and how it worked. Okay, so yeah, books 1 and book 6 in the series are the same. And then how we get from 1 to 6 is a very weird mishmash that our brains have pulled and put onto page. So last week, mine was Tempting the Beast by Laura Lee. And this week, my book is Honeysuckle by January Rain. And the link between the two is genetic modifications.
Oh, okay.
Throw that in
Cool.
there.
So mine was Paladin's Grace last week by T. King Fisher. And this week it is Fiasco by Constance Fay.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, and that is not quite out yet. I need to check when the date is because I got an ARC for it.
I'd hope so.
And it's a so yeah, I didn't steal it. I didn't
I
nip round
stole
to
it.
the author's house and read it off of a computer or anything like that.
Next week we're coming from HMRC.
Yeah.
We're doing from the prison.
Just in there behind the bars.
So what's your link?
My link is adopted pet. So yeah, last week I was talking about the little like ferret type creature that she has, and something similar happens in this one that she ends up with a genetically modified pet. That's what I was like, oh, okay,
Yeah, we
weirdly,
can
we're getting links
crossover.
even when, yeah. Which a little tiny dragon, which is
Oh.
super cool.
Oh.
Yeah, so shall we get into it?
Let's get on it.
Okay.
So, who's going to go first today? Is it? I
I
can't.
don't know.
It's only been a week. I think it was you last week.
No, it was you. You
Was
went
it?
first.
Oh,
Yeah.
knock yourself out then.
Oh, is it my turn then?
Yeah, go.
Damn. All
Ah.
right. Okay. Just to confirm what I'd said, I did go off and check while we had the break.
Yes.
And it comes out on your birthday, June 4th.
Oh,
I'm not
super.
sure if I should have said that. Do I need to edit that out? Because like now people know your birthday. Or is that
I
okay?
really don't care.
Come
No, it's
and
fine.
say
Yeah,
happy
come and say happy
birthday to
birthday. You
Jess
can
on
send
her
me
birthday.
gifts,
That's it.
chocolate. I don't do dark chocolate. Not keen on white chocolate, like shoes, size
Yeah.
6. It's all good.
Loungefly bags, very expensive.
Yes. Yeah, if
She's got
there's one
enough.
thing. Yeah. I keep saying that and Loungefly Fairy keeps saying no.
Okay, so right, I've got to get my brain into gear now
Sorry.
for this. So it's a sci-fi. I don't know if it's space or I don't know my sci-fi enough to know
No.
what kind of sci-fi it is. But I really enjoyed it.
Good
This,
sci-fi then.
yeah, good. That's all that matters.
That's
Good
all.
sci-fi romance. Good.
Thumbs up.
So Sin, the main character, she's a bounty hunter, and it starts when she's off to get a bounty. She's been employed by like a private individual to go after that person's ex who has stolen their pleasure ship after a bad divorce. I know a pleasure ship immediately brings things to mind, doesn't it?
I
And also the pet dragon that
yes.
we talked about before. And so she's tracked it down and she's about to like board it. She's done her like I don't know, what like technical things.
Yeah, she's done the
You can
recce and
tell
what
I
she
don't
needs to
read
do.
sci-fi.
Yeah.
Technical stuff.
She's done the stuff.
Yeah, so that she can board the ship, and but she's unsure what she's going to find, because even though she knows that the woman's ex-wife is like absconded with it. She doesn't know if there's going to be security on it. She doesn't know how she's going to be received. So she's got to go in quite carefully. And immediately you get this her inner monologue about like she's obviously capable, but she's not like an action hero. So it's like, you know, so she's being careful about what she's doing. And unfortunately, when she comes across the woman, she's in the middle of having sex with so it's not a great time to try and apprehend someone. But
I'd say it's probably one of the best times.
Well, yeah, but also she's like, how long do I wait? I don't want it to be creepy. Or do I, what do I,
just the cleanliness after what we were just talking about a minute ago.
There's hygiene issues. And even worse than that, it's the person she's having sex with is a member of the Pierce family. Now, this is significant because there are these families that are like a cross between corporate moguls, royalty, and gangsters, basically. You know, like they're these overarching big families that own
all the things,
you know, planets and areas of space, and there's always like fighting between them. You know, it's like espionage, corporate espionage type things, and you don't cross them, basically. And this I think it's like one of the scions of the Pierce family, and he's, you know, he's naked having a good time, and then she turns up and she's like, oh crap. And he's very aggressive and very cross, and she's forced to stun him twice because he keeps attacking her. This massive naked guy, and she's like, I don't want to hurt him because he's going to be mad at me, but he's mad at me anyway, and I also don't want to die. So I'm gonna have to stun him. And then she ends up like taking them both back to, I can't remember where it is, to drop them off with, like, I think it's like a station, a space station. And she sees the woman who has put out the bounty, and she immediately is like, okay, the Pierces are involved. I'm going to go for an extended holiday. Here, you take my dragon, after all, because I'm going to be busy. So she wanted it back, but now she's like dumped it on Sin. And also it's been discovered that, because it's like this little, it's only a little tiny thing, genetically modified dragon, and it eats metal. It doesn't eat food. It eats metal, which is not great on spaceships.
Yeah, true.
Basically. So, bit of a problem there. And anyway, Sin goes back to like where she lives, which is this place called the Burren, and she's got her office, and she basically sleeps at her office. She's got, well, I say sleeps, she doesn't really sleep, which is part of more backstory that comes out later. But she's a bounty hunter, but her family think she's a private investigator. She's not really in contact with anyone much. She's got a neighbor who, there's like this old folks home next door to her, but the neighbor that she chats to has been put in there, and she used to be the head of a crime gang. So it's a very funny character next door, and that's basically like the only person she chats to. And she's gone out for like just over there to play like this game with her, you know, I whatever version of like chess or poker or whatever it is. And when she comes back, there's someone else in her office slash home. And it's another member from one of these families, but it's not the Pierce family. It's a different family. She's like, oh God, what have I done to deserve this? Now I've got somebody else that's on to me. Which family is it? I can't remember how to say the name. Escahida family, this one.
Ooh, nice.
And it's a woman from that family, and she's like, I've got this bounty for you. I found out all this information. And she's like, I really don't want to get involved with more family stuff. You know, I've already trodden on the toes of one person. I want to keep out of that. But she's like, you're gonna want this one because my daughter, my secret daughter, she's not told anyone, she's had this daughter, has been abducted. And the abductor is basically this serial abductor who Sin's family were targeted by. And that's the reason she's left her home planet and become a bounty hunter in the first place, is because she's trying to hunt down this abductor. Because the abyssal abductor, it's called, took her cousin, and they'd managed to scrape together all the money they could, got their mortgages up to the hilt kind of thing. And her uncle went off to try and meet them at the drop-off place, and a storm hit and he went down with the ship and all of the credits went down, and they raised it all again, but it was too late. The time was too late, and basically her cousin was killed. They why they're called the abyssal abductor is because they sink them down. They go to like a water planet and they sink them down to the bottom of the ocean, and while they're absconding kind of thing. And she's the only person that's kind of got close to catching them. They're really like careful about how they do it. They tend to put their, so they always target kids.
They sound lovely. Yeah,
it used to be teenagers, but they've got a bit younger recently as well. They don't tend to hurt them, other than killing them if the ransom doesn't come them, through. Yeah. But while they're being abducted, but they get put in like VR, so they don't know anything that's going on. And they move around every time, and you know, obviously space is very big.
Yeah. I've heard.
So she's like, ah, okay, right. I am quite interested now. I want to do this. And an additional thing about it is because it's quite common within the families to hide their younger members of their families, the kids, because they are so, they are like a target for abduction and things like that, and leverage between them with these family wars and things like that. So the daughter did have tracker in her, but it went out of range, and they've realized that it's because she's been taken to basically what was Sin's home planet. So she's got like two reasons to go. And she's just not been back. Her family kind of, the strain of it was too much. She's not told them what she's really doing and stuff like that. So she's really quite isolated, but now she's facing having to go back. And another icing on the cake for her is they like, I think it's Estella, the mum, her brother, what's his name? Arcadio, he's on this scouting ship, and they're going to be the team that will take her there and help her to try and apprehend the abductor. But she's been on this ship before while she was under disguise, basically, for another bounty. And I think this happened in the previous book. So they're like, they're standalones, but they're linked.
But, yes.
And the previous book is, I believe, Arcadio and Temper, who's the captain on this scouting ship, and something that was going on. I think there must have been like this cult, and Sin was there to try and extract someone as a bounty from this cult. And she was on this, I think it's the Calamity ship. But they rescued her when she wanted to be there. And she spent all this time with Micah, who is the medic, and she remembers Micah.
She has all the feels.
She remembers Micah. He's very intense and growly, but also very like, you know, TLC, because he's a medic. And she's like, oh, okay. So they know me from that. She's got all these like different warring identities of who she kind of is and what she's like. She's also, as a bounty hunter, she has this story that she's renowned for, where she went to collect a bounty on a ship that was full of traffickers, and she spaced them, and spaced them, and she went into like the, I don't know, what would you call it? I want to say cockpit. That's not right.
Yeah,
the bridge,
it is,
whatever
it? Yeah,
it is.
Where they steer the ship. Yeah,
I'm sure she's got another word for it. But anyway, but she spaced them, which meant she let them out into space. Like, she detached from the rest of it. Yeah, but it was quite a lot of people, and it's seen as a very cold, like, you know, ruthless thing to have done. You're like, yeah, I deserved it. But I mean, she doesn't feel that way, but she had her reasons. So she's got these like warring reputations and different things. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go and do it anyway, because ultimately I want to get hold of this abductor, and it's a family asking anyway. I don't really have a choice to say no.
No.
And she gets she arrives at the Calamity ship, and they don't recognize her, because when she was undercover, they have these things where they can have like mods that are like temporary to their face and like different hair and stuff, and she looks quite different, and they're very cagey about having her on board. But then when they tell her, you've got to bunk up with Micah, she's like, not ideal, given her feelings. And also, she doesn't really sleep. Like, if she does fall to sleep, she tends to scream. So, not in a good way.
No.
But she goes back. And then when they're on their own, he reveals that he does remember her. He does recognize her. And he's, like, super suspicious. They're kind of grumpy and grumpy. It's a dual grumpy thing. But not as it goes on. But they come to like this tentative truce, and it's obvious there's like chemistry between them, but neither of them are wanting to go there at all at this stage. And then she goes off to like find somewhere else she can put her stuff and not be there. And this other comm like has been hidden on her pack. As she was coming out to meet the ship and get on board, she like bumped into someone, and it's clear they've like planted this thing on her. And it's this scion from the Pierce family who's tracked her down. And he's obviously so pissed at her. And he said, right, the only way to avoid my wrath for what you did is you need to bring in Micah. The people on the Calamity have all like they tend to have been banished for certain reasons. You know, they're all sort of like, you know, loners that have come together. It's a hodgepodge kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's been banished from his home planet, and he also went somewhere else, and he's got all these charges against him from the Pierce family, which Sin's not sure about. You know, they could be true, they could be not true. It's very morally ambiguous gray lines with these people. And she's got to bring him in. So she's got until the end of the bounty to find the abductor. She then has to bring Micah in afterwards. So she's going to have this period of working with him and knowing the whole time she's going to betray him. And I'm going to leave it there, because that's the setup. But
I find myself getting so close to my microphone going,
and what and that's not even more, like more. that barely touches
tip
upon
of the iceberg
the romance element of it, but that's kind of where they start, but they end up somewhere good.
God,
there we go,
we keep doing this, and my list of books to read just gets so big.
Yeah,
so big. And there's one before it that I now have to read before I get to this one.
I know, I need to go back and read the other one. I know, I do it anyway, but it's just, I sometimes I read things out of order when they're standalone. But I mean, I might have chosen to read the first one first with this, but it was an arc. So I have to say thank you for getting the arc. But I need the first one now. I need to get hold of it.
Oh, we can get there. That's fine. When this is finished and six is done, then that's... The
so
world
much
is our oyster.
To do. So
it's
much.
Amazing. Okay, so let's get the talking out of the way then. So mine is...
Well, that's the whole podcast. It's all talking.
Let's get the talking out of the way, and then see you next week. Okay, so mine is Triggers. I've got it in big, black, bold letters. Triggers all the way with this one.
Okay.
Please do them all, because the first 10 to 15% of this book is not pleasant.
We basically talk about the first 10 to 15%.
Yeah, so I will mush that together and then kind of do the other.
Honeysuckle doesn't sound like it would be a dark book.
No, I know.
Unless
when
you don't
pick
like
that
wasps,
because
wasps do like honeysuckle.
Do they?
Well,
I'd
they
imagine
did
bees with the honey.
Growing up, we had a lot of honeysuckle in our garden,
and all the wasps.
So many wasps and bees. Yeah, definitely. Mm. But anyway, you carry on.
Thank you. Okay, so we have this chappie who is called Creed, and we are in a facility called, I think it's Shallow Cove, I've written, which is actually not too bad. Unfortunately, it's awful. So we come to Creed, and it's a bit of a different one because he is like the main character in this. So normally when I've got my books, the female seems to be the one who takes the lead in it, but it's a lot of his point of view, which we will kind of understand why as I go through it. So basically, you come to him where he's lying on the floor and he is just a mess. He's in pain. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't remember much of who he is. And he is a hodgepodge of things. Basically, he was kidnapped off the street in an awful time of his life. He'd just lost both of his parents. He was kidnapped off the street and taken to this facility, obviously with no history, nobody to look for him. And he has been experimented on with every variation of other creature that these scientists have. So they're trying to create this being, and it's taking a long, long time. And it's got to the point where we meet Creed, and all of these things that he's got on him are actually starting to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
So they've taken him out of his holding pen to have a play with him, basically. And you're going through the motions of while they're dissecting and tweaking and removing to see what's happening.
So
he has some dragon in him. He's got scales on his body. So you're thinking either snake or reptile of some description. He's got a bloodlust running through him. So there's vampire in there. He gains fangs. He's got claws. He's got this weird breeding thing in there as well, so there's a wolf in there.
I know you're saying it's like really dark, but at the same time I feel like, did the author just be like, I want to do all the stuff,
I want to do all the things,
all the good things,
it's a kaleidoscope
but we're gonna give it to him in a really horrible way.
Basically that's what it is. And so what did I write down? Claws, fangs, he's got dragon in him, so he can breathe fire, but he's got no wings, but he's so tetchy and upset that he's not got these wings, and his body is just a live wire of lots of different personas inside him. And he's got just this tiny little memory of he knows his name, he knows when he was taken, and he's got this scent of honeysuckles that is like a memory to him. And those are the only things, like his humanity is kind of interlinked with those things. But so they've taken him out to have a play with him. And they bring out another person who is a woman who they've been pumping other drugs into. And she just wants to be bred, which is why you kind of get this other part of him coming out. And it's kind of got to a point where everything is sticking with him. And he's strong. He's become too strong. So he kind of breaks out of the drugs and all the other crap that they're pumping into him. Sends this woman off, gives her an antidote, kills all of the scientists in this place, and escapes. He sets some of the other monsters free. So this is book one in the series. So I think two is out soon, but I don't know when. So basically, he escapes this facility, but he is not human. He doesn't look human. The scales are there full time. He's got like greyish skin. He doesn't know what it is. It could be the dragon. It could just be the fact that he's made up of so many different parts.
He's a bit peaky.
Feeling a bit peaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a definite don't go to school today sort of thing. So he manages.
I don't know. I'd probably still say, go on.
Yeah, I'm sure they could
try. As long as it's not contagious.
Have some Calpol and off you go.
You'll be fine.
But yeah, so his humanity is very small. But he comes out of the facility, goes into the town. It's quite a small town where it is, obviously, because they can just hide it and kidnap people at their leisure. Kills a chap who lives in this cabin. Stars, off he goes. And he's there. And he kind of goes out and around a little bit in the village, and he catches this honeysuckle scent.
Ooh.
And he doesn't know what it is, but he's got every voice in his head going, mine, breed, mate. Yeah, every animal instinct that you've ever read in a book.
So this is like a why choose all in one person.
Yeah, all in one head. Yeah, yeah. Hoard for his dragon. He's like, gotta hoard the precious, gotta drink the blood, gotta do all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bit where he's going to find it and he walks past a kid who's got an ice cream. And it's kind of like, you're like, oh God, what are you going to do? And the little hints that she kind of offers him the ice cream and he kind of takes it, eats it, and goes, ugh, throws it away.
Aww.
And he's like looking at this kid who's crying. And there is a bit of humanity in him to kind of leave rather than
But he
get
was
the kid and
thinking,
just,
you look more like a snack.
yeah, kind of a lot. Yeah, I can, God, you're making a noise. I could get rid of, no, but I've got to go after this scent. And it leads him to Demi's diner. And Demi is our girl. And yeah, so it's small town. She's been there all her life. She's inherited the diner from her mom, who got it from her grandma. And it's kind of the little staple point in the middle of the town. And she's kind of just like one of the, you can imagine in these tiny little villages, she knows everybody. Everybody knows her. Everybody comes in. You've got the morning crowd who come from the mines and the evening crowd who come from here. And she's just loved by everyone. And she has a habit of taking in kind of the waifs and strays. So she's got the cook chef in the back who's mute, doesn't say anything, turns up when he turns up, disappears when he goes.
Right.
She's got her best mate is the barman there, the waiter there with her. And he's lovely and they get on quite well. But as you read through the book, you can kind of see there's maybe something a little bit different with him as well. Yeah, he kind of scents things. We've got a lot of scenting and stuff going on recently. Yeah. But yeah. So
yeah, saying that, I've got one of the reasons later on in my one why Micah figures out who she is because he's had a mod as a medic
the snifter.
To scent stuff so he could sniff out disease and stuff and he could just tell her scent. What is it with all of the sniffy stuff?
This is it. It's a new thing.
Yeah.
Got that. But yeah, so she's in the diner and there's a group of lads in there. It's in the evening because obviously he can't really go out in the daytime because Jesus Christ, everybody would run. So he goes out at night and he's pulled to this diner and she's in there serving these dudes. I can't remember the chap's name because I probably just wanted to forget it.
Oh, I think
it was
dear.
Daniel. Yeah. And he's the mayor's son, I think, and he likes Demi and he's very handsy. He's like, oh, come on, touching up, doing this. And she doesn't like it, but she's like, you know what? I've known him since we were kids. Just move on, get it done. You know, it's money in my pocket. The diner has up and down days.
Yeah.
We'll just move through it. And her mate who's there, he's like, I'll serve these tables. There's a chap who's just come in, sat in the corner. Go serve him. And she goes over to him and she tells him to stop smoking because there's like steam coming out of his nose because his dragon's having a bit of a sniff. But she goes over and she's kind of drawn to him as well. And yeah, he sits there and he doesn't really say very much and he kind of orders a coffee and then he kind of just disappears out the door at a moment. But he's seen this dude getting handy with that. So he goes, he waits outside, diner closes, and he finds this dude. Because he's a vampire, he has compulsion. And he's like, you, don't make a noise, don't say a word, but feel everything I'm going to do to you. So he basically breaks fingers, breaks arms, undoes the boot of his car, gets his hand, pulls his heart out of his chest while he's stood watching, puts him in the boot, puts his heart next to him, shuts the lid and just crunches the boot closed in the parking lot of Demi's diner. So basically, yeah, if there was a mine as a person, this he is, he is all for it. Then it goes a bit stalkerish because obviously she is his 18,000 times over in his head. So yeah, he goes to her house, he breaks in while she's in the bath. He does some things that I will talk about later on in my two choices.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. And he kind of loiters around and sort of goes through everything. He's like, okay, I'm going to put cameras everywhere so I can see what you're doing. And I'm going to make sure everything's safe and, you know, just do all of these things.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I will be, this is it now. You are for me. I am for you. Done. Then leaves. The neighbor next door is kind of looking over the fence. Who are you? What's going on? Again,
don't ask
to the point, doesn't kill him, just kind of wipes his mind a bit because he's a bit of an older chap and he thinks that Demi might like him. So he's kind of, again, he's a bit of humanity. You're the neighbour, she might like
sliver.
You. Yeah, just a tiniest little, but yeah, don't push it. But yeah, then certain things happen. So the police turn up at the diner because this chap's gone missing and she knows the copper from being a kid as well. And they obviously find the body in the boot. So it's like, okay, that's not good. But as she's going to chat to the copper, the dude is lingering around. He's like, okay, well, you can't touch her. Why are you so close to her? And you can hear his entire monologue's like, okay, it's going to wipe you out then. But then it's, oh, okay, you're only friendly. You're okay. But just, yeah, certain things. So the neighbour, she bangs into his car and leaves a little dink. And then the neighbour ends up dead because he shouts at her.
Oh, God.
Because he gets really pissy. So the dude gets him, takes him, kills him. And then the police have to come back again. It's like, it's a little bit suspect. Just
getting a bit sus now.
It's a little bit sus. And I think there's a bit where, a bit later, she has to go to the gynecologist for something. And then the dude's like, he's going to go and get the drugs. And it's like, all right. Got you, mate. Eyes on you. But yeah, so this is mine and then some.
Mine and basically. Then some. Yeah.
But yeah, so wow. I mean she's there for it. So the next day when obviously that
she, like you said, stalkerish, but is she,
but
she's
doesn't
aware
know any
he's,
of that at the time.
Oh, she doesn't know.
No, she doesn't know he's been there.
Right.
So she
okay.
comes out and then goes to work and comes back the next day and she's like, God, it smells like him, and she can sort of sense that he's around, or she's in her head that he's been about there, because he's kind of put himself everywhere, and he drugs her tea. Triggers all over. So he knows that she goes
this
in after
watching her.
This is
why we're doing like different paths.
This is one of the darker sides.
I mean, maybe, I don't get me wrong, I have liked many a hero that has done questionable things, and
you know, I feel I should do
I
this
feel
when
this
I'm
is
telling
very
you about
much a
it.
Jess. This is very
I
much
should
a
do
Jess
this and tell you while I'm doing it, like, so. Yeah. But yeah, so he know he's from watching her, he knows she goes in and has his cup of tea to wind down at the end of the night. And then she have a
clearly
bath.
needs more
She
than
needs
wind down than
something.
that.
Yeah. But then she goes to sleep, so he sneaks into a room, and yeah, there's more stuff to talk about, so many triggers. But
Okay.
yeah, it's kind of
Wow.
I'm not going to go into more details because I will speak about more of the details in the next bits. But
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
she is here for it. And yeah, the more she's going back into work, the more her I can't remember his name. I have a feeling it's Daniel, who works with her, who's her friend. He's like, you smell weird. I don't want to stand near you. You smell a bit.
Okay.
She's like, oh, God, it's just the same perfume. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's something else. You know, it's
She's
same.
changing.
Yeah. Well, she's not. He's giving her help.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So what was your cocktail for that?
Okay.
Did
So
it
again.
have narcotics in it? What's going on?
No. So so I made one up this week because I had to. So I've
Nice.
called it the Monster Mash.
That's brilliant.
There we go. And I've thrown some vodka in because that always takes people over the edge. And I've put some cranberry juice and some pineapple juice in it to make it look a bit sludgy.
Sounds good.
Because it just seems
Sludging.
to me that way.
Lovely.
So there we go. So that was
Nice. So
mine.
that was your main vodka-y bit.
Yeah, my
So
main is vodka.
I looked up to see, because like he calls her as a nickname for it, Red, as in she's just all red flags.
Oh, okay.
It's like, because she's so, they've both got trust issues, but she's like self-destructive as well. She like, she will just throw herself into things without any real care for herself. And like, so yeah, he just calls her Red because she's red flags. And there is a cocktail, the Red Flag.
Oh,
It
God.
doesn't look very red when I looked it up, but maybe that's just because of, maybe it's red because of what's in it.
I was going to say,
Because,
or is it a red flag because it's just neat
the
alcohol?
plot is a gin and rum
Yeah,
mix
there we go.
together.
There we go.
That's the red
That's
flag.
why
And
it
then,
is.
yeah, definitely. And then it's also mixed with pineapple juice and lemon juice with a dash of grenadine. Is that how you say that? I don't
Grenadine,
think
yeah.
of, yeah,
Yeah,
that's
that's
it.
it's like a sugary syrupy thing, I
Yeah.
believe.
So yeah, those are my two bits that I'm gonna be separating them out, the pineapple juice and the lemon juice. Yeah. So my first plot point then, or thing to chat about, is the world building in it. Because it's space and you get like spaceships and stuff, but you also get different planets that you see, and the main one being her home planet. Where she's originally living is the Burren, which is a planet. I don't know if it's like a a satellite that's kind of been made into a planet, but or it's just a planet that's been adapted for people to live on it. But everything's underground in that.
Cool.
So there's no like real light and stuff like that. You know, it was very it's got very dark undertones to it. No, and it becomes even more clear as to how that's so strange for her and such a departure, because she's originally from Jin Sidiq, it's called, or something like that, and which is a water planet, and it's in like Pierce territory, and the whole purpose of the planet is that they farm algae, and the algae is used for like biofuel for like masses of things. And it's so cool. There's like the townships kind of float. They're like these big platforms that have been like bolted together, and they move around according to where the algae is going to be farmed at the right time and where the storm systems are. And you've got like little, very small outcroppy island. There's not a lot of actual land at all. There's just some small bits of like cave. There's this whole bit that's where they've had kind of a landfill, a toxic landfill that's called the Poison Green, because it, and it's like, you know, when you see like tugboats full of trash that are being taken off, it's like tons of those all like spaced out, which is gross, and it's turned it all like a dodgy car. But there's like all these different parts, and there's serpents as well. There's like sea serpents, so you don't want to fall into the water. And the people that live there, because it's so sunny, it's so bright, there's so much color, you get like a really vivid sense of it. They all wear like mud masks constantly, like clay, and the clay cracks, and there's like a fortune teller there who will read how when the clay cracks for the first time, like you've put it on, she'll read the lines and like tell your fortune from it. So there's like a really big mix of like futuristic stuff, but also it's not detached from, so you get like a pirate feel, like space pirates, but also normal pirates. And there's all technology, and like I was saying about mods, and there's different types of tattoos you can get. And yeah, it's just, there's got, everything's got like little details just to show that it's like moved on a bit, you know, like it's not completely normal. Yeah, it was just very cool, very immersive.
I think if you let writers like create things and rule the world, it'd be quite a nice place to live.
It could be. It could also be
apart
awful.
From the shitty heat. Yeah, the shit heat. I'm not so keen on that.
Yeah, no. But I mean, but to the point of like thinking about stuff like that, like there's one point where she, when she's on the ship and she can't sleep, she's like cleaning out the filter, and she's explaining why you can't just like run it through, because like the waste can't go anywhere and stuff like that. And it's like a really painstaking job, and you have to separate out the different things. And it's like, it's a really good way of showing everything's been thought about to a point, you know, like obviously I can't say whether the author is actually a scientist that could, you know, understand all these things, but thought about to the point of plausibly creating this world, and it just feeds into the story and what's happening to it as well, without it being like massive. I mean, I wouldn't say, some people might find it a little bit exposition-y, but that's because it's written in the first person, which I will talk about in my other point. So on to you.
Okay, so it doesn't really have a name, but we have discussed it before, and I'm going to call this Shrugs in Romance.
Shrugs in Romance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we discussed recently, I don't know if you've seen it, I've still not seen it, we discussed Saltburn.
And yes, haven't seen it.
Yeah,
but
we've
I
not
have
seen it. Yeah. So I saw the TikTok videos of people reacting to watching Saltburn. And then I heard some bits and pieces about there was a bath scene and a grave scene. And my brain kind of put the bits together and figured out pretty much what happened. I think similar to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I heard about the thing, and people are like, oh, it's all about, and I'm like, oh, so you must do this. It's like, Big, yeah, yeah. What?
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's like shrugs in romance. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of like this for me. So I read a lot darker books than some people.
Oh, yeah.
And
you certainly do. And probably a lot lighter books than some other people. You can go darker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's always one louder.
There's always more.
Yeah. So yeah. So again, triggers, if you don't want to hear it, please skip past this bit. So some of the stuff he does when he's in her house is what some people would go, oh my God, that's horrendous.
Yeah.
So he goes and he sees her in the bath. And she's got like candles and she's got a thing. I think she's got a mask or something on her face. So she can't see him. But he gets very excited that she's all naked in the bath. So he masturbates over her in the bath. And she then sits in the bath and it's all in there. And he loves that fact. So he goes out of her room.
No wonder scent guy is picking up smells.
Yeah. Well, this is it. So he goes and what he's finishing off with, he puts into her hand and body lotion. So whatever he's got left in the tank, he puts in her body lotion, gives it a bit of a shake. So it's kind of, if it's not enough that it's saturated in the bath, she can put a little, she can have a top up.
This is very, yeah.
You're not shrugging in romance. I was. But this is it. Okay, so then he also.
It's not that I've not come across stuff like this before, okay?
Oh, wording.
But yeah, it's just.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, he drugs the tea.
Sorry.
Yeah. You have a minute.
Okay.
3 hours later. Yeah, he does that. He rolls around in the sheets and stuff. He pees a little bit in a perfume.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's why she smells so weird.
It's very much. What is this season about with all the smelling? Oh dear.
I've no idea.
I'll just try and tidy myself up a bit.
I didn't think it would be this book that did it.
I don't know why.
Anyway, but yeah. So if you think of an animal instinct, that this is what they do. So because he's got so many of these creatures in him. You know, I'm going back to the Ruby Dixons. If you read any of the Ruby Dixon with the Praxilians, they go and they masturbate all around the door. If they like a woman on like Vista 3, whatever it is, the amount of times that they've gone and they've wanked around the door and the women are stood the other side like, what the Jesus is going on with this big cat man?
It is hilarious.
That's what they do.
What?
Yeah. But I've read this so many times that it's kind of like, oh, okay, he's had a pee in a perfume. I've got two cats. When before my cat was sprayed, he did spray. It was thanks, Fidge.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I know you love me, but not that much. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that is, and there's some, I think, is it somophilia where she kind of, because he's drugged her and she's kind of asleep, he kind of gets it on with her a little bit while she's sleeping because she's asleep dreaming of him.
Yeah.
Because he's everywhere. So he's kind of really turned on and has to claim her as much as he possibly can.
I think we might just call this episode trigger warning.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Just the whole thing. Just the whole episode is.
Yeah. Triggers.
Just get those content warnings in there.
Yeah. But this is it. So, yeah, it's got to the point where you read this sort of stuff and it's like, oh, okay, keep going. I can see it happening. I don't want it to happen in the house. Anybody. Nobody does, but I can read it and be okay with it.
So there's obviously bits there, like you say, that are shrug in romance, but there are also bits that I would not shrug in romance from that one. Like the getting it on while she's asleep is not one for me.
It's not one for me. It doesn't float my boat. Or anything else. But, you know, I've read it many times. There's been so many sleep demons or things coming into dreams and doing it that way.
Sorry, is she, when she's sleeping and he's like all around her, is she aware of him, like in the dream? Is he able to,
he's
like,
not,
go
no,
into
he's
the
not
dream?
Physically like a dream walker or anything. She's obviously dreaming of him. Yes. Yeah, so you can kind of, when there is consent, there is some, there is no consent, there is some dubious consent, but you know,
very dubious.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
yeah, So yeah, there are kind of levels of it.
Because I
But no,
kind of
in this
I get
episode.
that's it, that level of like when they're both in the dream kind of thing. That
Yes.
I can kind of get on board with that, but yeah, not being conscious of somebody that yeah.
Well, there's a term for it, so it's out there for people. But yeah,
This
it
is
just
it.
it's whatever. As long as you consent before the sleeping, it's fine, it's all good. But yeah, in this instance, she did not. So yes, there
Yes.
are
Is there a point
triggers.
where she's aware of him and like actually talking to him?
Yes, they do end up
Okay.
together, and I think
Yeah.
there are words of like, you can't keep dead, you can't keep killing people, mate. It's not good.
Not
I've got
on.
neighbors, I've got a
Also,
die now.
that moisturizer was very expensive. Please just
Molton Brown.
Jesus.
Victoria's Secret's cream, it cost me £20 for a
No
top.
good. No good.
Supposed to be fantastic for the skin though, so
Oh my. I really don't know if I can keep in the
yeah.
level of where I
Sorry.
lost it there. That was whoa. But see, this is not how people reacted to Saltburn. They did not get
No,
hysterical
they didn't
laughter,
giggle.
so they're missing out. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? You read romance, you find that kind of thing kind of hilarious.
As it stands, though, if we whack this onto TikTok, we might get a few more followers just because, yeah.
Maybe.
#Saltburn.
Yeah.
I
Oh,
was going to
wow.
say something lewd then, but I'm not going
Oh, I don't feel like, I mean,
to.
I'll talk about my final point, but it feels kind of like,
Go for it. It's all good.
yeah, I mean, trigger warning does work because she's also red flag, isn't she? So
Yes,
it's
she
kind of,
is.
or just red
Yeah, just red flags.
just red
All the red
flags,
flags.
all the red flags constantly. Yeah. So my last one was about it being written from first person because her voice is very funny. She's yeah, like I said about her being a bit like not having much care for herself, so she's quite self-depreciating and she explains things in a very funny way. She's got a very dry sense of humor, and you know, she'll be like fairly contradictory, bit cynical, but it's very, very fun. Like she will buoy you through like learning all of this different stuff about the worlds. And she goes to visit like her family when she goes back there because she has to see them. They're immediately going to come across her, and like there's the grandparents are there, and they like there's a lot of characters in this that are quite hilarious in different ways. Yeah, she's had a really, really hard time, but she's got like a very kind heart and you know good morality really, which doesn't come across to begin with because she's seen as like this person who
Red flag.
heartlessly spaced all these people, but she had a good reason for it. And yeah, it's just that's like my little icing on the cake thing,
Yeah.
but it's no semen in your moisturizer.
It's no cum cream.
I'm
No.
sorry.
So yeah, my little bit, my pineapple juice at the end, which
Yeah.
is wicked pineapples, we shouldn't mention either, because that's all swinging, isn't it? Anyway, it was kind of nature versus nurture is what I was thinking
Okay.
about. Because, yeah, because he's made of all of these creatures, that is the standout thing that kind of takes over him. That
Yeah.
he's kind of, yeah, whatever had happened to him before, his nurturing side, whatever his parents did do before they passed away, all of that is kind of just forgotten because of this overriding effect of the dragon, the werewolf, the serpent, the vampire, all of these things.
Yeah.
And kind of you do see it a lot with these things, like Fae. The thing with the Fae is that the nature or the nurture thing, because they are, in theory, quite lethal as a species.
Yeah.
But the nature of them is also to be nurturing in that way. They nurture that attitude and that ability
Yeah.
to be lethal and to be quite violent and aggressive. And it's just, yeah, it comes across a lot with shifters and all of the kind of the stuff that is around in fantasy.
Yeah, I think that is something that, like, with monster romance, and even like you say, with like, Fae like straddles between paranormal and monster romance. I think
Yes.
they're kind of on a bit of foot in both camps, kind of thing. But you can get on board with an awful lot of stuff by looking at it as you have to detach and be like, well, they don't have human morality in the same way because of their urges that are different species sort of based. You know, it's not like cats go on dates and ask for consent.
No,
and that's like the thing with the Praxians, like you're saying with Ruby Dixon, because they're kind of like feline, aren't they? And
yes, they're all like big
spraying
toger-y
on the
people.
Doorways and stuff like that. And it's like, so you can kind of get the logic, and if you can get the logic, then you can sort of be all right with a lot of stuff that you would not be all right about in
if
a
he just looked like a person.
You know, I mean, some people like that in their normal contemporary romance too. They're a mafia boss or, you know, whatever. Is Haunting Adeline, is that actually paranormal, or is that just not? It's not.
No,
it's got
no,
ghostly
he's...
elements, but not? Or
No, no, I don't think
nothing.
That.
So the haunting's just stalking.
Okay, so... I have read the first one. I didn't read the second one. Again, there's a lot of triggers with it. So, it's to do with, she's got the house. She gets the house from somebody and she finds letters from a grandmother. I don't think it's a mum. I think it's a grandma.
Yeah.
Who had an affair with this chap. And there's stuff going there. I don't know if the house, remember if the house is haunted, but that it's kind of.
It's just a vibe.
It's lots
more
of
than...
backstory. And then other letters are found. She goes in the lofts and finds another letter.
Neither of them are like a paranormal creature.
No, neither of the two in it. He is just manic stalker.
Yeah. See, I think that's where it like kind of, you might not be as comfortable with that if they're just a normal person
that
way.
To read that was harder to read than this one because, it's kind of, he's in the room and looks out the window and there is a dude with like a mask on just stood there with his arms folded and you're like,
that's just terrifying.
Yeah, and he can get in the house. He's got in the house several times. He's toying with you at that minute. He's been in the house. He's left you. I think he leaves her flowers. I think roses or something. So he can get in. He can do what the hell he likes. But he's just playing with you, stood at the window.
Yeah.
That's it. And that is scarier for me, weirdly.
Than the dude that rips out
Well, it's flowers. I don't do flowers.
Yeah. No.
Chocolate. That would have been fun.
That's a red flag.
Books.
Flowers.
Unless they're Lego flowers, then I'm all good. 4th of June,
oh, Lego
as she did
flowers.
Say.
Get your wish list ready.
Yeah, get your kitty on it. I've got an Amazon list. It's on the website.
I'll put it in the link in the notes. People are going to be sending you like psychology things. Jess, are you sure you're all right?
This is my therapist, Jess. It's all good.
Oh. No, it does sound like if that is your cup of tea, like having that mine, that like monster romance, possession kind of thing. That has gone like
full
Uber
full.
to the power of a thousand suns.
It's like, you've got a werewolf in there and they're like, mine. And then the dragon comes and goes, horde.
Oh, goes werewolf too. Yeah.
How many
is it? Do you know?
It doesn't say exactly. It just kind of, he has scales. So you know that something is in there that is kind of reptilian.
Yeah.
And I think the werewolf is mentioned, or wolf-esque, because there's claws and he has this bloodlust. So you know there's vampire. And at one point he's there, and I've said about his wings, but he's at a point where he's running away, but she's got in a car and he wants to chase her. And then his wings manifest. He creates wings for himself that sprout out of his back. So he can follow her in the car and not lose sight of her.
Wow.
And then they go back in, like.
Saves a lot of issues when we talked about in the past, like the logistics of having wings. Exactly. If you can make them disappear again, kind of awesome. Yeah, that would be perfect. Yeah. So that is like, that's going to tick a lot of boxes for a lot of people who like that kind of thing. Definitely, but would never have been one we'd have agreed upon, I think.
Would it not? Are you not even going to read it?
I don't know. I'm going to try it. I will try it and see. I'm forewarned as well now. It's not going
to
come
as
a jump scare now.
Yeah. But see, as I said to you, I kind of went through to about 70%. I was like, okay, I've got to get this. I've got to do my notes. I know I've read it, so I've got the gist. I don't know if there's any more worse things that he does that I've forgotten.
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what would be
Surely
considered
you would
worse.
remember if it was, or you've
If it
blocked
was
it
that
out.
bad,
Yeah.
I don't know. I do, again, this is it. What is my worst? I've not found my stopping point yet. So
Yeah,
there
yeah.
we go. You can send me those books too, then see where I end up.
Yeah. That would be interesting, yeah.
What's the
Anything
point that you go, secret
along
baby?
this line, can you find Jess's limit? Probably.
No,
Mate,
oh,
no, I don't know. You
I
said
don't know.
you've not had anything find your limit.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess for me is like if I start to read something and I'm like, oh, this feels a little bit too dark, too edgy to me, I just
You
stop
stop.
reading it. I just put the book down and I go and pick up something else. So
Yeah, it's kind of seeing where it goes and how you get there. Because if you can justify anything, and if it makes sense to what's
Yeah.
happening, then yeah, this is the thing. You know, people discuss all the time about romance and how can you read this stuff and it's awful. It's like
Yeah.
this is here. It's not real life. It's kind of
Yes.
there's a line, people. We're
The
not
only thing
weird.
across the line, don't kill the pets.
No, that's fine. Yeah,
Just don't.
that's we all agree on that.
No.
There's no animals were harmed
No.
in creating season three. No, episode three.
Yeah. We are way past season
Yeah,
three.
we're
Into the
double
thick of
quit.
it now.
Into the thick of it.
I knew you'd
Yes.
do that.
Yeah. Mean factor.
So, yeah. So, two very different books again.
I'm trying to think what I've got next if I'm going like Sunshine and Unicorns.
Are you? Would you ever go Sunshine and Unicorns? I'll be so interested to see if you come through with, like, I think last season you had the, what was it, the summer wolf one, the shifter one at the summer camp.
With the audio, with the little
Because
kids,
that's
they were
like the
lovely.
cutest
Oh,
sounding book you have ever come to me
ever
with,
come across?
I think. Yeah.
Well, you went a lot darker last season. You were
I
having
am still very
decapitations and
much
stuff.
in my phase of I love the cute and the cozy and the lovely and also gothic and dark. So I don't know.
Big
There are
dark
just,
house, tick box.
yeah, there's two sides to, yeah, we'll see which one it will be next week.
Very differing sides. My sides are the
One is monster,
same.
one is,
Monster,
oh,
also monster.
I have a monster. We like a bit of monster, though.
All good.
Yeah.
But
I'm
so,
sure
yeah,
it got very cozy.
it really did in the end when she was
Yeah.
there to see it.
Yeah.
So, if this
Brilliant.
floats your boat, or if you're after the cozy, lovey-dovey stuff as well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Come and see us
That's
next
it.
week for episode four.
Lovely. Thank you for joining us. Are we going to do the
Indeed.
social media bit, or do they know it
Yeah,
all
you
by
know
now?
where we are at SFF Romcast. We're on all the things. If you can't find us, message us. We'll see if we can get on there as well.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Until then, bye.